In this episode, I will outline, in brief, a small number yet significant changes to employment rights legislation in Ireland. To give it its full title, the Employment Miscellaneous Provisions Act 2018 came into force on Monday last, the 4th of March 2019. The main objective of this new act is to improve the security and predictability of the hours of work for those employees on insecure contracts or zero-hour contracts, for instance, and those employees working variable hours. The key changes are as follows. 1. As an employer, you must now provide a written statement or contract within 5 days of an individual commencing employment with you. 2. Zero-hour contracts are now prohibited except in very limited circumstances. 3. There is now a minimum payment for employees who are required to be available for work but not called in to work. 4. The concept of banded hours are introduced. 5. There are now strong anti-penalisation provisions for employees. I will run through the 5 changes in brief as follows. The first one, a written statement to a new employee within 5 days. Starting, which must include the full name of both employer and employee, the address of the employer, if the employment is temporary, the expected duration, or if it's a fixed-term contract, the date of expiry of the contract, the rate of pay and the pay reference period, and finally, what the employer expects the normal length of the employee's working week to be. Failure to comply can give rise to a criminal offence with fines of up to €5,000 or 12 months imprisonment. Also, liability falls to anyone with responsibility. The bottom line here is, as employer, you should make sure that you have procedures in place and documentation that can be easily be provided to new starters within the 5-day period, or even in advance of a new employee starting. The number 2 change was that zero-hour contracts are now prohibited, except in limited circumstances, where they are essential to the needs of the business in short-term or emergency situations, for example. Number 3 is there is now a minimum payment for employees who are required to be available for work but are not called into work on any given week. This minimum payment will be 25% of their weekly contracted hours. Number 4 is the concept of banded hours. If an employee's contractual working hours over the previous 12 months do not reflect their actual working hours, then the employee has a statutory entitlement to a banded hours contract. There are 8 different bands, A to H. Once an employee is placed on a particular band, he or she is entitled to work an average of those hours for the following 12 months. I will outline a brief example for you here. Take John, who has been employed as a driver for the last year. His employment contract does not specify the number of hours, but on average, he works around 15 hours a week and has the payslips to prove it. John therefore requests a banded hours contract, and within 1 month, his employer will issue him a new contract of employment, which will state his hours fall within band C, meaning he will receive between 11 and 16 hours per week. Number 5, there is now strong anti-penalisation provisions for employees. There are now strong sanctions against employers for penalising employees who seek to enforce their employment rights under this Act, and also strong penalties for employers who don't implement the changes in this Act. So as employer, what can you do to ensure compliance with the Act? First of all, review your current employment contracts. Do your employees' hours being worked match their contractual hours? Do you or any payroll HR staff you have understand your new obligations? Going forward, will you as an employer be able to issue employment contracts to new starters within 5 days? And finally, if you have zero-hour contracts or such practice, are they justified? As always, thanks for listening, and if you have any questions on this or any payroll HR obligations or indeed any tax accounting matter, feel free to contact me. Remember, you can listen or subscribe to my podcast on your preferred podcast app. Thanks for your support.